This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Food stamps, formerly the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, presents as a plastic card worth about $6 a person per day for groceries. $194 a month is the max. But starting today, there are changes that mean millions of the poorest Americans could lose these benefits. Sally Herships reports.
Your time is up. If you've been using SNAP for 3 months, you may hear that soon. Dottie Rosenbaum is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Most of our safety net is geared towards families with children or seniors and people with disabilities who can't work.
She says the time limit can affect adults with no kids who work less than 20 hours a week. For some of them, the clock started ticking down at the beginning of the year.
No matter how hard they're looking for a job or are willing to participate in a job training program, they lose their SNAP after 3 months.
Rosenbaum says for the first time since the recession, the time limit for benefits will be returning in about half the country. Triata Stampas is with the Food Bank for New York City. She says food pantries may not be able to keep up.
Charity is no substitute for policy.
Stampas says up to 45,000 New York State residents stand to lose their benefits.
Over the course of a year, that'll be a loss of 26 million meals.
The USDA, which oversees the program, says it doesn't have an estimate of how many individuals may be affected. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.